Good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC for today. Pat Powers here with you. And it's my pleasure speaking with an author from North Iowa, Sarah Brewers, and she has a book that will be presented to visitors to Kendall Young Library on Wednesday, May 24th. And Sarah, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Let's talk about this. We're doing this interview on the first anniversary about the book, about 100 places in Iowa, is that correct? Or am I...
100 things to do in Iowa before you die.
Okay.
Yes.
So, fill us in. What gave the idea for this book?
So, Reedy Press is the publisher that puts this series of books out. There's a series that they do, 100 things to do in all the states, 100 things to do in different cities, different places across the country, and nobody had done the Iowa book. And I literally woke up in the middle of the night in July of 2021 and just thought to myself, I want to write that book, because there's a lot of people traveling the state of Iowa and doing some really amazing things, sharing the stories of the people and the places in the state. But you know what? I wanted to write this book because I thought, if I don't pitch this now, somebody else is going to write it. So I pitched Reedy Press, and they said, sure, let's do it. And here, look where we are today. So people are checking off their bucket list, you can say, across the state of Iowa as they're traveling. A lot of people throw the book in the glove box of their car because it's so easy. If you get in the car and you're thinking, what are we going to do today? Oh, let's get Sarah's book out. I hear this from people all the time.
I'll bet.
Made it easy.
Mm-hmm. So what are the top highlights in the book there, Sarah, but what you could recommend to people traveling
right,
through this great state?
Right. So I love to tell people that wherever you are, go in a circle around you, a 25-mile radius, and there's something amazing and incredible to see and do that you don't know about. We get comfortable in our space, and we forget that the things right in our own backyard are really pretty awesome. And one of the things that I really think that's neat in Iowa is Iowa's tallest mural is in Fort Dodge. And that's not too far from Webster City.
That's right. That is such a beautiful mural, in my opinion. I've driven
it
by is, there a couple
and,
times.
And it is Iowa's tallest mural. And what I love about it is that the people and the faces of Fort Dodge. That's what's on the grain silos there.
Right.
It's, you know, and he painted a lot of that when it was cold outside.
Yeah.
So try to wrap your head around that. That is one highlight. And also, there's a restaurant in Fort Dodge. While we're in Fort Dodge, Gaga and Who, have you heard of it?
Yes, I have.
Yes, if you want Korean food in Iowa, go to Fort Dodge and go to Gaga and Who. And if you're lucky, they won't be super busy, and you'll have time to be serenaded as you're enjoying your meal.
Well, that ought to be cool.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people like that. And a lot of people just don't realize that we have those ethnic foods, you know, right in our own backyards.
True, true. And what else around our area have you noticed there, Sarah?
Also, your campground, Briggswood Campground,
right,
is amazing. You also have cabins there that are incredible, and your bike trail. Iowa has a lot of amazing bike trails, and actually some of the best trails in the system, you know, in the country. And I think that's one thing we should pride ourselves on. The High Trestle Trail, which is probably the most recognized bike trail. I like to tell people, for a different aspect and different experience, is to ride that at night.
Right. It's so colorful, from what I heard.
It's very colorful. And you want to make sure you have lights on your bike, and maybe even a headlight on your head, and, you know, just put yourself out there. But it is an incredible sight, that High Trestle Bridge at night.
Interesting. That's over by, where was it, by Perry?
Right there. It's right down by
Madrid.
It's right south of Webster City there. Why am I drawing a blank? The trail goes through Ankeny,
right.
Huxley.
Yeah.
And Huxley is where it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
but
good.
It's a great trail.
It sure is, from what I saw in pictures on that. Never driven a bike by there, but anyway, I've seen pictures of that.
Yeah, and you know, there's a parking lot that's not too far from the actual bridge itself that you can park and walk to it. If you don't want to ride a bike,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do that as well. It's a fun way to see it.
A wonderful display, too.
Bridges of Madison County.
Right.
I love the Bridges of Madison County. It's not only bridges, but it's also the John Wayne Museum and Birthplace. And Winterset is also home to the Iowa Quilt Museum. So also, if you're a quilter, or even if you're not a quilter, there's some fun, like, art pieces in that museum. That sits around the town square in Winterset.
Right. Of course, they have the Covered Bridge Festival every October.
Yes, the first weekend in October.
Mm-hmm.
Covered Bridge Festival.
Sure.
And you can drive the 80, it's around 80, 82 miles, the Covered Bridges Scenic Byway, which is on gravel and pavement. So you want to keep that in mind if you want to drive the Covered Bridges Scenic Byway.
All right, so that's worth checking out there in Winterset. Any other recommendations you have?
Yes, nobody in Iowa should ever say they're bored and there's nothing to do. We have 99 counties, and we have 99 Freedom Rocks. And the Freedom Rocks are in every county, and they are painted by Bubba Sorensen. And they are incredible. And I always like to say they're great windshield travel as well. So if you're someone who can't walk very far, or you just need to see from the view of the car, you can pull up to these Freedom Rocks and see 99% of the rock in the whole area. So that's a great thing. Easy thing to do. 99 of them. That'll keep you busy.
And the one here in Hamilton County there, Sarah, is located in Stratford, right in the business district. So they can take a look at the great work that Bubba Sorensen did. They had a ceremony, oh, gosh, about 5-6 years ago there on kind of cold Veterans Day afternoon.
Yeah.
And he did a marvelous job.
Oh, his work is incredible.
It sure
and
is.
And we in Iowa should be proud because he's now being commissioned to do these rocks in every state in the country.
Mm-hmm. Good
so
for
I think we should be proud that we've got
I would
the
first think
99.
So. Yep. So that's our own treasure, Bubba Sorensen, with those Freedom
mm-hmm.
Rocks all over the state.
Hmm? Exactly. And Lamar's. You can't forget Lamar's. The
oh, yeah.
The capital of the world. You've got to go have your ice cream in Lamar's.
The but Blue Bunny capital of the world.
Yes, you can also see the 70 ice cream sculptures that are all around town. So, you know, sculpture walks are very popular, and they have ice cream sculptures in the town of Lamar's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those are fun.
It sure is. So we've just given a few highlights of what we can see. 100, I think you gave about 10 of them anyway.
I'll keep you in the state of Iowa and keep you busy for a while.
It sure is. Sarah, how can people order a copy of the book?
So you can check with, if you have a local bookstore, and I don't know that you have one in Webster City, but you can go right to Amazon, 100
right.
Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die. And you can also come and see me at the Kendall Young Library, Wednesday, May 24th at 6 p.m.
And
I will be there, and I will have books with me.
As I was about ready to say, you'll have copies of the books about
yes.
See 100 Iowa Places Before You Die. And
yep, 100 Things to Do in Iowa Before You Die.
Right.
And I will tell you this. I will have books with me. Amazon is running a sale on my book right now. Through Mother's Day is what it looks like. I don't have any control over it, but I believe
okay.
they have it on sale. And if you purchase it and you get it, bring it with you Wednesday, May 24th, and I will be happy to sign it.
There he goes. You have, well, I know this interview beyond this next week, but just a reminder that this was through Amazon, and hopefully people will can get that through Amazon, but you'll have copies of your book when you're at the Kendall Young Library. That's on Wednesday, May 24th, and that'll begin at 6 o'clock. It should be a fun and interesting evening.
Yes, bring your questions about Iowa and see if you can stump me.
All right.
I love it.
All right. Sarah Brewer is my guest on the Community Corner for today. Sarah, thanks so very much.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.